This podcast may contain language that's not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Today we're going over nothing. Absolutely nothing. Because we have another life update.
Hey, gentle listeners.
You're not ready.
For one dry kiss. Welcome to Run Dry Kiss, our cussy irreverent love letter to rom-com movies and series. Where we, generally speaking, recap an episode or a movie, an episode.
Mm-hmm.
I am here with my, if I were to describe her as a movie, it would be Working Girl with Melanie Griffith, Miss Tamara Cosio.
Because I'm a sex worker. I'm just kidding.
She was not a sex worker in that.
I know. Sounds like that, though. Working Girl.
I know
just
it does.
Kind of context.
But we recapped that movie and y'all should listen to it.
Oh, man. I have to think of a movie for you. Fuck. Hold on. And if I were to call Corinne a movie, she would be...
I like to think of myself as the best friend in Working Girl, played by Joan Cusack.
Yes, but there's no best friend of the Working Girl movie, so I have to think of something clever and classy. Hold on. Give me about 10 minutes and just cut this out and make me sound witty.
Okay.
And if I were to call Corinne a movie, she would be Love Actually, because in the beginning they say, love is actually all around you, and it's true because we live together and she's right next door.
And I do shower you with love on the regular, so.
Uh-huh, yes. Platonic friendly love.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Please. So, gentle listeners, We have a big life update.
Yep. Yes, we do. Yep. I got that wonderful job at a nonprofit.
That's
Miss Tamara Cosio. Got a wonderful job at the nonprofit she was speaking of for many, many weeks. Finally came to fruition. Started it. Love it. Super fulfilling. Also a little difficult because it's in a different wheelhouse than I'm used to. And so Corinne was like, hey, we got to record. And I'm like, I don't want to do it anymore. Not right now. I can't handle it. And Corinne said,
you're my friend. Our friendship is bigger than our podcast. Let's put this on hold or stop doing the podcast, at least for a while, if not forever. We'll see how things feel.
Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad I said that and did that because I just came last week from a somatics workshop / training thing on how to better equip yourself to handle with difficult situations. And so after 3 days, I was raw. They taught me how to center myself, which I am not good at, how to listen to my body, which had a lot to say after all this time of not listening to it. And just thinking about podcasting just like made my head spin. So, yeah, I'm like, I need to find my bearings and get my foothold because, you know, the grenade that was thrown in my life, I'm starting to pick up the pieces and make a beautiful mosaic.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of hard to insert the podcast amidst all the cracks. And Corinne and I originally did this to spend some more time together and at least like have kind of a day of the week that was designated just for us. And now that day is every day.
I still really enjoy recording the podcast with you living with me.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I am like, the podcast is a lot of work.
Yes.
We do not get paid for it.
No.
And it's like another full-time job, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard. The podcast should be there for us to serve us, not a chore.
Yes. And I also enjoy doing it with you. Mm-hmm. I don't want to make it seem like it was like, oh my God. No. I enjoy doing the podcast with you immensely. I just don't have the bandwidth to do it right now and start this brand new job.
Yeah, and I'm glad that we have the kind of friendship where we can say that kind of stuff to each other and have it be okay.
Don't let her fool you, gentle listeners. She was giving me the stink eye for 3.5 days.
I've been freezing her out for the past week.
I woke up and she was right next to me throwing dimes at my head. Like, huh? You know what? No podcast? Okay. See how long I let you sleep every night.
You're like, oh, money. I could use some of this. Dimes are great. So I'm here for it.
Quarters are good too for the washer machine. That's no? Okay. I'll take what I can get.
I've thought about, and I've talked with Tam at some point too, about reading old books and like commenting on them, you know, like A Tree Grows in Brooklyn or Little Women or Emma or like whatever. Like, I think that might be an interesting thing to do that might take less work on the scripting side of things. There's lots of different possibilities for me potentially doing something by myself or us doing something together later when things have been a little more recalibrated in our lives. Mm-hmm. But I'm really glad that we're doing what we need to do for ourselves.
So apologies, gentle listeners, if you were looking forward to another series, especially a really good one that was my choice, it was my pick.
It was her choice and her pick, yes. Yeah.
And I backed out of my own suggestion. We apologize, and please know that we have enjoyed immensely spending all this time with you and recording 100%. For you guys and seeing all your lovely comments and all your support.
It's super bittersweet.
Yeah, it's very bittersweet, but I am learning a lot about self-care, and this is my own form of self-care, of not overextending myself, which I tend to do. Also found that out about myself. So I am going to make a lot more space for me in my own life and for things that I want and need. And
she keeps on elbowing me every time I walk past her. She's like, space, space.
I know. It's like a little... a passive aggressive battle in this apartment.
Coins flying everywhere. Elbows flying everywhere.
No, that's not happening. But still.
No, we're getting along great. Everything is going really well on the cohabitating side of things. Mm-hmm. Other than me waking her up in the mornings when I have to leave for work at 6:30. That's... But, you know, the fact that I'm, like, playing cymbals while I go through the living room could be part of the problem. Ching, 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 ching.
Why didn't you go back to sleep? Oh, I don't know. No idea.
But, gentle listeners, thank you so much for joining us for the journey. Like, we've really appreciated you, just like Tam said, the comments and the emails and all the love that we've received from you and all the listening. And we'll keep the podcast up, and you know, we may post another update, we may decide to throw up a movie at some point in time if we're feeling like it, who knows. But right now we need some time. We need some time.
Well, specifically Tam needs some time. Corinne's like, okay, if you need time and space, I'm here for it.
No, I mean, I can use time too. Okay. You know, I got...
I'm the one that initiated, though. Yeah. So don't blame her. It was all me. Me.
For me, Tam asked me, like, how I was feeling about it. And I was just like, it's really complicated because I love doing the podcast. I love recording with you. Even with us living together, like, I love recording with you. It's still a whole lot of fun. And it engages us in a very different way with each other. And mm-hmm. I like that. Mm-hmm. And also, it's a lot of work.
It is.
And so... what am I doing instead of editing? I'm working on going through my bedroom and like clearing out a bunch of stuff and getting things organized and doing other kinds of projects and things like that.
Yeah, she's been at it for well over a week.
Yeah. So
chipping away.
And when I'm editing, I don't have that kind of time.
Yeah.
And so this will, honestly, it gives me some great self-care opportunities as well in managing my own life.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, you're welcome then. I'm just kidding.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for turning my life upside down. It's fine.
Thank you for this forced exile for the podcasting world.
I just like keep on posting these like missives. So we would have posted this Tuesday, except that Tamara refuses to record with me.
We would have been on episode 2 of Nobody Wants This, but you know who else doesn't want this? Tam doesn't want this. That's why we're not recording this podcast.
Thank you, gentle listeners. We're super happy with this decision we've made, but it was not an easy decision to make.
No.
And I am looking forward to seeing what else we end up doing.
Same. So for now, gentle listeners, we will bid you adieu with one dry kiss. Mwah! We'll see you later.
See you later. Or you could just say, I'd be your best friend and working girl, played by John Cusack.
Now! Now! If you're going 80s, I'm going 80s.